Have you ever felt your emotions turn so intense that they seem to hijack your entire being? For some people, emotional experiences don't just arrive, they crash in like tsunamis. A minor criticism doesn't sting, it devastates. Disappointment doesn't pass, it lingers like a weight on the chest for days. This isn't weakness or overreaction. For millions navigating borderline personality disorder, anxiety, depression, or trauma, emotional intensity operates at maximum volume constantly. Dialectical behavior therapy emerged from a simple recognition. Some people experience feelings with extraordinary force, and suppressing them only makes things worse. Like trying to hold a beach ball underwater, eventually it explodes to the surface with even greater power. What if, instead of fighting emotions, we learned to ride them? Over 25 years of research and practice have proven that specific, learnable skills can transform this relationship, not by eliminating painful feelings, but by changing how we respond to them. DBT rests on four interconnected skill sets. Distress tolerance builds your capacity to survive painful moments without making them worse, developing emotional antibodies that prevent spirals into destructive coping. Mindfulness anchors you in the present rather than drowning in regret or anxiety, teaching you to observe thoughts like clouds passing across the sky, present but not defining you. Emotion regulation creates space between stimulus and response. Instead of immediate reactivity, you learn to check the facts, identify triggers, and use opposite action, deliberately acting contrary to emotional urges when they don't serve you. Interpersonal effectiveness equips you to express needs and set boundaries while preserving relationships, offering specific formulas for requests, refusals, and conflict navigation. These skills address something fundamental. Emotions sometimes arrive with overwhelming intensity, and our instinctive responses, suppression, avoidance, explosion, typically worsen the situation. Whether born with heightened sensitivity or shaped by trauma, these tools offer a practical path forward. They don't eliminate pain, but teach responses that don't compound suffering. Pain may be unavoidable, but much suffering is optional. Instinctive reactions to emotional pain, lashing out, isolating, drinking, or self-harm, provide momentary relief but deepen suffering and destroy trust. The rest strategy offers an alternative: relax, evaluate, set an intention, and take action. Pause and breathe deeply, creating space between impulse and reaction. Assess the trigger, emotion, and typical response. Set a specific, achievable goal for what you'll do instead, then implement it mindfully. With practice, this becomes automatic. Lucy replaced cutting with drawing on herself with a red marker, eventually progressing to journaling. Marcus substituted angry outbursts with brief walks. Radical acceptance means acknowledging reality without judgment, not approving painful situations, but recognizing this is the way it has to be. Fighting unchangeable events intensifies suffering and wastes energy better spent on constructive responses. Understanding emotions helps you navigate them effectively. Primary emotions are immediate reactions. Secondary emotions are reactions to those feelings. When anxiety about a presentation triggers depression about feeling anxious, then guilt about weakness, you're experiencing this cascade. Slowing down to examine what happened, why, and how it made you feel enables better management. Intentional distraction isn't avoidance. It's a strategic nervous system reset. Exercise releases endorphins, combating depression and anxiety. Even 10-minute walks shift emotional states. Other effective strategies: volunteering, reading, puzzles, environment changes, completing small tasks, or counting techniques. Self-soothing engages five senses: lavender scents, calming images, chosen music, comforting tastes, gentle touch through soft blankets or warm baths. Advanced techniques deepen these foundations. Safe place visualization creates detailed mental sanctuaries. Your brain can't distinguish vivid imagination from reality. Cue-controlled relaxation trains tension release using trigger words. Values clarification identifies belief action discrepancies, creating realignment opportunities. Physical stability, proper nutrition, sleep, exercise, avoiding substance abuse reduces emotional vulnerability. Thought diffusion visualizes thoughts floating away. Coping thoughts provide self-soothing statements. Balancing thoughts reveal complete pictures. Advanced emotion regulation transforms your relationship with feelings. Mindful observation without judgment decreases intensity by watching emotions as natural waves. Emotion exposure, observing, labeling, describing intensity, teaches feelings have natural lifespans. Opposite action addresses emotion-driven behaviors. When angry, soften your voice. When scared, approach fears. When sad, activate. Mindfulness, being aware of thoughts, emotions, sensations, and actions in the present moment without judgment, forms the foundation of emotional regulation. Research confirms it reduces depression and anxiety, alleviates chronic pain, and enhances coping skills. Regular practice can reduce cortisol levels by up to 15% and increase gray matter density in brain regions associated with learning and emotional regulation. Most people operate on autopilot, driving without remembering the journey, losing track of conversations, being mentally elsewhere during intimate moments. Lee was so consumed by self-critical thoughts during a conversation with an attractive coworker that he missed her genuine interest. Sarah repeatedly overate at dinner parties because she wasn't paying attention to satiety signals, creating a cycle of guilt and shame. Mindfulness skills serve three crucial purposes: helping you focus on one thing at a time, identifying and separating judgmental thoughts from experiences, and developing wise mind, the ability to make healthy decisions based on both rational thoughts and emotions. Build these mental muscles through practices like focusing on a single object, scanning your body with visualized light, alternating attention between inner and outer experiences, and observing thoughts without judgment. Advanced practitioners incorporate mindfulness into daily activities like eating, walking, or washing dishes. Even brief moments throughout the day significantly reduce stress and improve resilience. Consistency matters more than duration. Relationships bring love and support, but require skills to maintain. Interpersonal effectiveness balances getting what you want with preserving relationships and self-respect through mindful attention, compassion, and assertiveness. Mindful attention means staying present during interactions, observing facial expressions, body language, tone, and word choice. When something seems unclear, asking, "How are we doing?" prevents misunderstandings. Compassion involves recognizing others' pain and offering help without judgment. Two patterns damage relationships: passivity and aggression. Passivity seems safe, but consistently abandoning your needs creates frustration and resentment. Aggression pushes people away. Assertiveness offers a middle path with four components: brief justification, softening statement, direct specific question, and appreciation statement. When facing resistance, five skills help. Mutual validation acknowledges both perspectives without requiring agreement. Broken record repeats your request firmly. Probing uncovers underlying concerns through questions. Clouding partially agrees with criticism to diffuse arguments. And assertive delay gives you time to think before responding when pressured. Skills without practice remain powerless ideas. A 15-minute daily regimen, mindfulness, deep relaxation, self-observation, affirmation, and committed action maintains emotional health through habit formation. Practiced consistently at the same time, these tools become accessible during challenging moments. State-dependent learning creates a gap. Skills learned in calm states vanish during distress. Exposure-based cognitive rehearsal bridges this by practicing while emotionally activated, connecting theory to real-world application. Thousands have walked this path successfully. With practice, you can transform your relationship with emotions, building stability and fulfillment. In a world that says, "Get over it," these skills offer something deeper, recognizing that feeling deeply isn't a flaw, but fundamental to being human. The question isn't whether you'll experience pain, but whether you'll respond in ways that honor your humanity while moving toward the life you want. Your emotions don't define you, but how you meet them shapes everything. Start today, start small, and trust that each moment of practice builds the foundation for lasting change.